Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour. I am just so excited to be here with you this evening. We have a great topic that we're going to be discussing today. We're going to be discussing the emotional and physiological evolution of diabetes. You know, this is something within our society that we hear almost every day. We know someone, we have a relative, we have a friend, a close family member who is experiencing this disease. So today we decided to expand upon this topic, not just about it from its physiological state, but also from its emotional state as well. So let me just give you a bit of a background about diabetes, because, you know, as we always say, that fear is just lack of information. So the word diabetes actually comes from the Greek verb diabene, which it means to run through. It means to go through. And some time ago, it was actually also called glycosuria, which means sugar run through. So let's just get more of a background on what diabetes actually, what it actually is, okay? So diabetes is a disease that prevents your body from properly using the energy from the food you eat, okay? So to even give you more of a technical background, to better understand it, you know, the more you know about it, and the more you know basically about how food uses energy, the process of metabolism, this will also help you to understand this process as well. So first of all, to make energy in the body, the cells need food in a very simple form. When you eat a drink, much of your food is broken down into a simple sugar called glucose. Glucose provides the energy your body needs for daily activities. The blood vessels and blood are the highways that transport sugar from where it is taken in the stomach or manufactured in the liver to the cells where it is used in the muscles or where it is stored in the fat. Sugar cannot go into the cells by itself. The pancreas releases insulin into the blood, which serves as the helper or the key that lets sugar into the cells for use as energy. So right now, this is great because you're understanding the process. You know, it's so important that we begin to understand our bodies. What happens most times is the reason why we even have some of these afflictions is because we don't know our own bodies, and it's time that we reclaim the owner's manual, because this is your body. So to continue, when sugar leaves the bloodstream and enters the cells, the blood sugar level is lowered. Without insulin, or the key sugar cannot get into the body's cells for use as energy. This causes sugar to rise. Too much sugar in the blood is called hyperglycemia, high blood sugar, or diabetes, okay? There are two main types. There's type 1, and then there's type 2, okay? Type 1 occurs because the insulin producing cells of the pancreas, the beta cells, are damaged. In type 1 diabetes, the pancreas makes too little or no insulin, so sugar cannot get into the body's cells for use as energy. And people with type 1 diabetes must use insulin injections to control their blood glucose. Type 1 is the most common form of diabetes, in people who are under the age of 30, but it really can occur at any time. 10% of people with diabetes are diagnosed with type 1. In type 2 diabetes, the pancreas makes insulin, but it either doesn't produce enough or the insulin does not work properly. 9 out of 10 people with diabetes have type 2. So if you notice right there, that 10% of people with diabetes are diagnosed with type 1. 90%, 9 out of 10 people with diabetes have type 2. This type occurs more often in people who are over 40 years old and overweight. Okay, well, you know, the term overweight, that's not always the case, okay? That has been the connection within the medical community, but we know that this tends to occur, and we're seeing it in younger and younger. It's not always with people who are over 40. So now we are going to take a break. Our sponsors have some information for us.
Thank you for listening to the Psychoneuroimmunology Show. You can hear the full broadcast of this show in its entirety by visiting the home website of the Jewel Network. Listen to the entire show at www.thejewelnetwork.com. Thank you.